The winner of the Nobel Literature Prize was announced in Sweden in the past hour, and the prize goes this year to Han Kang from South Korea. The judges said she'd won it for her intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is here. Evelyn, tell us about this writer and about her work.
Well, it's fascinating. The winner was announced, as you say, today from Sweden, the prize going to Han Kang, the 57-year-old writer from South Korea. And she has form, as they say, Rachel. She won the Man Booker International Prize for Fiction in 2016 for her novel, The Vegetarian. And other notable works include The White Book and Greek Lessons. But of course, part of the draw about the Nobel Prize is the secrecy and the drama of it all. You know, when the permanent secretary, Mats Malm, steps out and announces this winner. And he told the media gathered that he'd been able to talk to Han Kang earlier this morning, that she was having an ordinary day, it seemed, he said. She had just finished having supper with her son and wasn't really prepared for this. So what do we know about her writing? Well, they talk a lot about her empathy for vulnerable and often female lives in her writing. And that book award winning novel, The Vegetarian, that's a three-part novel about a woman's descent into mental illness and neglect from her family, and was one of her first books to be translated into English. She's the daughter of the novelist Han Sung Won and has spoken frequently about the influence that growing up in a household filled with books has had her. But of course, this prize will certainly catapult her onto a bigger stage. And just to say so far, Rachel, 103 men have won the Nobel Prize for Literature, just 17 women previously. Miss Kang will be the 18th woman to win.
So come on, the Han Kang then. Can I just, in relation to the nominations, Evelyn, there's always this intense speculation beforehand and names keep
popping up. The nominees and
the
potentials and the runners and the riders.
How do they select the winner? Because we're talking about somebody who's being chosen for a body of work, not just one book.
Exactly. The Booker focuses on that single text, I suppose. This is about the body of work. So the Swedish Academy, I can give you some answers, has about 18 members. But this specific committee for literature can have four or five members. And they start looking at the nominees, right? And they draw up a long list of 15 to 20 writers, present that, and a short list of five is selected. But now you're going to ask me who nominates. Well, there are four categories of people are allowed to nominate: the Swedish Academy members, professors of literature, previous Nobel Prize laureates, and chairpersons of writing organisations. And theoretically, and this is good for all of us, anyone can be nominated. Anyone who writes excellent, outstanding literature, no other demand, just the quality of the work. But the nominations are closely guarded. This is all part of this drama. The names are not made public for 50 years after they've been nominated. So can you brag if you know you've been nominated? I don't know.
Yeah, so people are probably nominated, but they'll never know because they'll be gone by the time it all comes to light.
I know, it's great drama, isn't it?
Evelyn, thank you very much for that. Evelyn O'Rourke there with that news on the Nobel Prize for Literature.